Welcome to the Diva Deets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. Today's episode is deeply personal for me, but I wanted to do an episode without my husband present and talk about our situation. We separated last year, and honestly, it was one of the hardest things that he and I personally have ever been through. But something unexpected helped bring us back together, and that was a challenge called the 75 Hard. And if you've heard about it, the 75 Hard is that for 75 days straight without resting, you do two workouts a day. One has to be outdoors. I'm sitting here looking at the snow today going, huh, because we just started another one. Not excited about working out outside, but one is outdoors, and both of them have to be at least 45 minutes. You're drinking a gallon of water. You're reading 10 pages in a book. You are, what else are you doing? You can drink absolutely no alcohol, and you are 100% eating a clean meal plan. And you do that for 75 days. And if you miss a day, you have to start over from day one. So this was a challenge. This challenge wasn't just about fitness for us. It became a tool for healing. It became a tool for discipline, and it became an opportunity for reconnection that I don't think either one of us were expecting. And so today I just wanted to share with how it changed us individually and as a couple, and why sometimes the best way to fix something isn't through talking, it's through action. And I think that that was the biggest thing that both of us learned from this 75 Hard and reconnecting and basically saving our marriage. And so let's dive into this. Why we separated. So the struggles that led to our separation, I think, had been coming along for a while. Just to be brutally honest, we had felt pretty disconnected when all of this happened. And I very much love this business. I love being a coach and I love what I do. But it's something that takes a lot of my focus, and he knows that. And I think there was a part of him, just not speaking for him, but just using his words, he became very jealous of the success that I was having, but also the time that it was taking to do that. And if I'm being honest with you, I don't think I communicated how important it was to me. And so that part was definitely something we learned through the process, that I needed to make sure that he understood how very, very important helping women over 40 lose weight became to me, and that it's become a definition of who I am and a big part of the purpose in my life. And the struggles that led up to our separation were, I would have told you David adored me. I would have staked my life, or even other people's lives, on the fact that he would never betray me. That's how much I believed in him. And so when betrayal did happen, I was shocked, and it changed me. It physically permanently changed me when that happened. I have to say, it was April 11th. It was 6:13 in the morning, and I got a message from a woman that he had been talking to. And that's kind of, I'll leave it there. I'll leave the nitty gritty details out of it. But the betrayal was bad, and he immediately, of course, regretted it because he was not trying to have a relationship. I think it was just his way of acting out because he felt ignored. And that was never my intention. But I actually threw him out of the house with the help of my daughter that day. And I didn't speak to him for a long time. It was probably several months before I finally talked to him. And then when I did talk to him, all I could say was, why did you do this? And I just started sobbing on the phone. So it was a hurtful time. And he discovered some things about himself and revealed some stuff to me that I didn't realize he was walking through. And we openly talk about this because I do think that this will help men and women. And that was that he revealed he was struggling with an addiction to pornography, that basically the dopamine hits had just gotten out of control and started becoming things with real people. And this is my third marriage. This is something that I walked through in both of my other marriages, and I wasn't able to deal with the outcome of it. And I didn't know, I had to decide, did I want to actually fight through this one or not? David and I have been friends since 1992, and we've only been married 6 years, but you know, it was a best friend marriage for me and just a really safe place for me. And when that safety got yanked, it was hard to decide, you know, did I want to fight through this or not? But David did the work. David did so much work. And for that, I'm thankful. I really am, because I think I needed any man to prove to me that they could even for 2 seconds do anything consistently. I think I was so disgusted with men by this point. And we started talking again at the end of June. And we started talking every day. And to be honest with you, I called him every day after that point just to make sure he got where he was, because he was an hour and some change away. And so I was trying to make sure that he was safe. And so I was talking to him often. And it just took time to get past that hurt, I think. And I hadn't forgiven him. We weren't talking, like, everything was very superficial. And so we decided to date in July, the early part of July. And I was doing a 75 hard challenge. And he said, well, I'll do that with you. And let me just tell you why I thought that was laughable, because David has not participated in any part of my fitness journey. He's not interested in being fit. He has prided himself on being the shape around. And that, in a sense, has always been a point of contention between us, because he pretended to be very interested in fitness when he wooed me and proposed to me in one of my yoga classes. And so when it became, like, as soon as we got married, it became apparent he didn't want anything to do with my fitness life. Well, that was really hard for me, because that's my world, right? And it has been my whole adult life, pretty much. And so there was, like, emotions, anger, resentment, sadness, uncertainty. There were all those things that we were walking through, you know what I mean? And just a lot of fear and for myself, a lot of self-doubt. We realized that words were not going to fix things, I think. And so for me, the 75 hard was, go ahead, big boy. Let's see what you got. And let's see if you can, he always calls. Podcast without fail. I just really genuinely was like, it's almost a challenge at that point. And so sometimes when a relationship feels broken, talking isn't enough. You really do have to rebuild trust and connection through shared experiences. And for me, that is ultimately what the 75 hard became. So why I chose the 75 hard, to be honest with you, it was just really for selfish reasons. It had nothing to do with David. My fear was that I would turn to alcohol during this, and I am not an alcoholic, but alcohol for me is a gateway to food. I would tell you that I have a problem with food addiction, okay? So for me, turning to alcohol became a fear, and this was, you had to not drink alcohol for 75 days. And I thought, well, 75 days is more than 2 months. That's going to give me time to get the divorce done. It's going to give me time to get my body reset. It's going to give me a reason to stay away from alcohol, that I can have I can be really open about this journey with my social media presence. I can be really open on this journey with my divas, and they can be part of this journey with me, so that I have structure, I have discipline, and I have accountability. And when you add David to that mix, it forced both of us to focus on something bigger than our problems. The power of individual growth within a partnership is a big deal, because at the end of the day, he had to do his 75 hard checkoffs and I had to do mine. Reading 10 pages of the book, he is reading books about becoming a better man and all these different things. I was reading books about food addiction, because I really did feel like I was headed that way mentally, and I just wanted to make sure that I was not headed that direction. And the power of our individual growth helped us understand why we became partners in the first place, if I'm just being honest with you. So the daily actions gave us something to work toward together. Does that make sense? We would go on walks, and when we first started doing our walks, that was one of the outdoor workouts that we did, because that was one of the acceptable outdoor workouts inside of 75 hard. And regardless of whether it was raining or super, super hot, we did our walk together every single day. And that 45 minutes was my favorite time of the day. Genuinely, we didn't talk, we didn't hold hands, we didn't connect. And over time, it led to me screaming at him during walks. I was able to talk, and get just, while I'm getting emotional thinking about it, just get a lot of that hurt was able to come to the surface where I was really suppressing a lot of it because I'm running a business. I'm running a very successful business where I am helping hundreds of women reach their goals. And this felt like a really frustrating distraction to me. And so to yell at him to get it out of my system helped a lot. In his therapy that he was going through, because he was going through therapy, he did talk to Sam Tilleman, and he did start an accountability group at Celebrate Recovery. And in his talking, he was taught whatever questions she asks, you need to answer them, and you cannot answer them in anger. And that gave me a really safe space to ask him why. And most of the time, men don't know why they did it. They really don't. That's not an excuse. But so I would get deeper and I would ask questions. So before we could rebuild us, we literally started working on rebuilding ourselves. Does that make sense? So the physical change was a fun part of it. David has never tried to get fit. It was really fun to see, because you know, men's bodies, they're like, I shall lose weight. And then they go, boop, boop, and then they lose weight. And women were like, I have worked hard for 75 years. Nothing seems to change. But that physical challenge equaled mental and emotional growth. And so every bit of weight that he lost was amazing to me, but it also showed me the discipline of the challenge had removed distractions. It had forced us to be intentional with ourselves and how we were taking care of ourselves. And it had forced us to be intentional with our time. And so shared workouts by the end of it, the last 3 days of the 75 hard, we did all of our workouts together. And that time together without the pressure of needing to fix things, just like both of us did not want to do the workout, but wanted to finish this challenge. Something about it helped us with a mindset shift to become better individually, which made us stronger together. So the biggest lesson within it was it wasn't about changing each other as much as it was about showing up for ourselves so that we could show up better for each other in the end. And that was a big part of what kept us going and helped us complete the 75 hard. The things that we learned about marriage, because by no means do I ever pretend to sit here as a marriage expert. I am probably the last. I can tell you everything that you're not supposed to do. I'm pretty good at that. The biggest thing that I have learned is that I do not have any mind reading skills whatsoever. And because of that, I do think that I have, you know, I don't necessarily take hints, and I am empathic when it comes to emotions, but I cannot, like, you can hint around me all day long and I'm never going to grasp it. But at the same time, I also do believe that I wanted to and was designed to be married. I love being married. I really do. And it is why I gave this one more shot to go into a third marriage. But when I had given up on this, I genuinely had the divorce papers drawn up, everything drawn up. And, you know, I feel like what we learned about marriage can help probably anyone in a relationship. Growth happens when you do the work. And that used to be just, I just felt like that was just shit that people said. You know, it's about when you do the work, it's not just talked about it. So we had just gone to a marriage conference about just a little bit more than a year than when this happened. And they were talking about a covenant. No, it was just a couple months before this happened. They were talking about a covenantal relationship versus a contractual one. And I remember kind of being frustrated with the pastor and his wife, who we ended up going up and praying with at the end, which in itself was kind of prophetic. But I was like, I kind of like our contract. We've both been terribly hurt by other human beings, and this keeps us safe. And so I didn't want to have a covenant relationship. I really didn't. And I think, you know, I am a spiritual person, and I really do think God saw that as an opportunity to strip away the contract. Because I can tell you straight up, David and I do walk in a covenant relationship now, and that was not the case prior to us separating. So thank goodness this happened, because it did expose that very weak crack chink in our armor as a couple. This gave us the opportunity for shared struggles to create deeper connections. You know, this pain is never fully gone. The pain of this betrayal on his part to me, it's never fully gone. And I still work on trusting myself. That is probably the biggest damage that it did to me as a wife, is I am incapable of making good decisions with the lie that I kept believing. I just did not feel like I was able to make good choices. Here I had made a really bad choice and I had fully trusted this human being. But I think that damage happens that pokes holes in our souls. It pokes holes in our spirit, and it's permanent damage. And so it is something that I think can heal, but it takes time, and you have to create opportunities to share struggles to create deeper connections. For us, the 75 hard helped tremendously. Sometimes the best way to rebuild trust is going to be through action. And not words, always. And there was a lot of not talking, but he understood the assignment of the challenge. And so did I. So if your relationship feels stuck, I think the biggest question you have to ask yourself is, are you waiting for things to change? Because I think that's what I was doing. Or are you actively working on growth? And for us, the 75 hard became the opportunity to actively work on growth, because you're doing something where you are individually bettering yourself so that you can be better for each other. Honestly, you don't have to do a 75 hard to rebuild your relationship, but you do have to commit to growth. You have to commit to growth individually and together. So you could make a commitment for a set period of time. I think a set period of time is a great thing to do. I really do. Because if you've ever gone through a rough season in your marriage or a relationship, sometimes there feels like there's no comeback, especially if there's been a betrayal of trust, because betrayal trauma is real. It is hard to come back from. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there that's not helpful with it. In fact, I fired one of my therapists because she told me, "Your husband has porn and you have yoga. Get over it." I was like, "I'm sorry, what?" And then she, after I fired her, she followed me on Instagram and started messaging me on there. I was like, no, no, no. Because there is crazy people out there that don't want to help you. But if you need help or support, if you find me on Instagram, my handle is Danya Powers EC. And you message me the word like growth, or I just listened to your podcast about the 75 hard, I would love to hear your story and connect. And I know this does not have anything to do with weight loss, but my calling as a coach is not just to get client after client after client. It's to help women. And this is a big space and place where women turn to food. That was what I was trying to keep myself away from, was turning to food. And I'm here to help. I'm here to support in any way that I can. I can offer the resources that we utilized. I will try to tag Sam Tilleman again in the show notes if I remember to. He does couples therapy for pornography addiction. And, you know, if porn is your thing, there's no condemnation in anything I'm telling you. Porn hurt our lives. It didn't help it. It didn't enhance it. It really did hurt. It hurt me. It led to a betrayal on his part that he deeply regrets. And, you know, I know, if that's you, I know how you feel and I know what you're going through. And I would love to offer myself up as, you know, maybe at least a, hey, I got you and I'll pray for you. But at the same time, I also want to make sure that, you know, there's no reason for you to turn to food. There's no reason for you to make this a weakness in your armor. There's no reason to make this a reason to quit your journey, to quit your weight loss, because you have to become determined to individually better yourself, regardless of what your partner does. I know we're supposed to be like one flesh, but I do not think that that means compromising what your growth is supposed to be or stunting who you are becoming, because you are called for purpose and you have a purpose anointed on your life, whether you have found it or not. And you as a wife to a husband, you guys are supposed to complement and support that purpose, not tear it down or stunt your growth and keep you from doing that. So if you're having to compromise your values to keep your spouse happy, there's already a disconnect and there's already something wrong. The one thing that I've loved the most that has come out of this is I am not afraid to tell him, okay, we need to stop and I need to be heard. And this is what I'm perceiving from how this behavior is happening. I feel self-sabotaged. I feel this, I feel that, I feel this. And usually for him, it's like, whoa, that was never my intention. But if I don't tell him, he doesn't know. And then the flip side of that is men. If there is men listening to this, I don't know how many men actually listen to my podcast, but if there are men listening to this, we need you to support us. We need it. I feel that women are very powerful if they are given permission to tap into their feminine spirit. And I get very emotional saying that because very few men in my life have had the courage to allow me to do that. I have always had to man up, and I have always had to be the one to rescue us from everything in every relationship I've been in, because the men were not willing to let me tap into my feminine power. It was always a suppression. And I think David did that without realizing that he was doing that. And now we have a completely different relationship where he's very supportive. He's very vocally supportive, but he's also very physically supportive. And he is willing to do what it takes to keep this going so that I can be a better coach for all of you, because he does see this anointing on my life and he is part of that calling and he has just accepted that and willing to be part of that. And I'm so thankful for that. So listen, we don't have a perfect relationship and I don't necessarily portray that. We have a lot of fun. That was the biggest thing I was devastated about, because to this day, my favorite person in the whole world is David Powers. And when I lost the fun, a piece of me just felt completely dead. And to be able to get that back is such a gift. I'm so thankful for that. So to this day, I have toyed with the idea of writing a book about the 75 hearts saving our marriage. If you feel like I should do that, you need to let me know. You message me on Instagram and let me know. Or TikTok, if you follow me on TikTok, I'm also Donya Powers EC. Facebook, I'm Donya Powers. Let me know, do you feel like I should write a book? Because I do think it could help some people. But if not, in the meantime, you have this beautiful podcast episode that I'm hoping that it will deeply inspire you to keep pressing in and pressing on, and know that you are worth any journey that requires you to become better so that you can help your spouse or help your partner. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Love you guys much. Have the best day of your life. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.